we left off, we're sort of in the middle of discussing maybe two things at the same time. But let's go back to our discussion of Chazaka by Hezek Re'iyah. Does Chazaka help you for Hezek Re'iyah or not, like it does for many of the other Nizikin that we have? Again, I keep referring to Yahor, hopefully, at least glance through the Mishnah's Yahor to see a few examples of things that Shvayim are supposed to avoid that might damage each other. In general, Chazaka works for all, you know, rights and obligations of Shvayim upon their neighbors. How about for Hezek Re'iyah? And everyone starts the diuk from our sugya. Okay, Gosh Reyes points out it's not a 100% diuk. Maybe a diuk from our sugya that Chazaka does not work because, after all, the Gemara says, well, remember, Shadim says a wall. If they want, they bring a wall, build a wall. If not, they don't build a wall. Sounds like Hezek Re'iyah must not be Hezek. Maybe Hezek Re'iyah is Hezek. They just had a Chazaka not to build a wall. Okay, so then Gosh Reyes, it's not Mochach. I think that's where everyone gets starts out. And to the best of my knowledge, every single Rishon that I've seen, if you've seen something else, Rishon or Achronim, please let me know, says that in our case of Daf Beis, of a Shutfin Shiratzu Lassos Mechitza Bechatzer, there's no Chazaka for Hezek Re'iyah. To the best of my knowledge, everyone everyone says that. The Machlokas Rishonim, and, you know, I only put a small fraction of Rishonim on the Makoros sheet, but I hopefully succeeded in putting all of the smarts that we've shown it, meaning that you can add another, this Makoros, you can add another 10 we've shown it, but they'll just be exactly the same as someone else's on the Makoros sheet. Or at least close enough that I hope my judgment is correct that we don't need to be more inside. But so let's start with our subject. Right? Our sugya, Hezek Re'iyah Dechatzer. Right? I mean, specifically our case, not anything involving the Dechatzer in any possible scenario, but our case. So everyone agrees. Kuli Alma Ein Chazaka. The question is why? And this already starts a fundamental machlokes between the Rini Gash and his Rebbe, the Rif. That seems to be how it all starts out. The Rebbe Gash starts by quoting the Rif. You can misunderstand the Rebbe Gash. So first he starts quoting the Rif and sounds like he agrees with him. Then he starts asking the question from Halon, and then in the end he disagrees with the Rif, and he quotes the Rif and says he disagrees with him. But what is the Rif's model for why there's no Chazaka by Hezek Re'iyah in our case? What's his model? That's not a model, that's a smart. No, what's the model for it? It doesn't say in the Gemara there's Chazaka by Hezek Re'iyah. What does it say in the Gemara there's no Chazaka by? Kutru Be'Sakise, right? Smoke and sewage smell. So basically, the Rif takes that model of Kutru Be'Sakise, as does the Rambam, as does the Rosh, as does the Yad Ramah. Many people give many different smarts, but as does the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't explicitly say, I am hereby, you know, officially using the model of Kutru Be'Sakise, but he puts it all together in, what was this, Perek Yud Aleph of the Shchemim, says the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, he says, all the Hugs of Shchemim, if you're machzik, you're machzik, and then the guy is Mokel, but Medbar, Mumin, everything except for four things, which are Kutra Be'Sakise, Hebrew, Ashen Be'Sakise, and some other things which he thinks are equivalent, which there's no Chazaka for. And then he adds,
can't find this word tonight.
What?
Lama Shinu is arguing in English.
Here it is. Sorry. Avechein Hezek Re'iyah B'Makom Shesarich Mechitza Kofei Las Mechitza Kol Eish Yeretz Kosh Biyarnu Lama Shamitza Keitla contributes. A key state, and likewise Hezekiah, and why are these different? Because Chizkas Shoshin Ein Adam Mochel, because all other things are not so bad, so we assume that if you let him do it, you let him do it. These things are so bad, we assume it was a fluke and there was some strange, weird reason why you didn't object, but obviously you wouldn't let him do it.
Rabbi does list those five examples, but it separates it out.
He does separate out Hezekiah fascinatingly, and do you want to say why?
No.
Or do you want me to say why?
Okay.
But I'm not ready yet. Okay. But yeah, it is fascinating that the Rambam says, except for four things, and he even counts them, right? Ashan, Re'ev, Be'zakise, and Avak, V'kayotzigo, and Nibnon HaKarka, that these have no chazaka, V'chein Hezek Re'iyah, V'makim Sharach Mechitza, Kofeo Las Mechitza, Kol Eishi Yurtzik, Moshe B'yarek. Okay, why does he separate it? Now, I'm not sure I'm going to have as good a longish reason as you'd like, I must admit. But I guess the most boring reason you could separate it is because that he already, the Argo, he had already mentioned in Perk Bays, I think it was, in Perk Bays. And the other things he hadn't already mentioned, so he separates the new things from the Chazara that he already mentioned. That might be the most chop reason, except for these four things. And remember, I already told you one, that's the fifth. But he doesn't want to accept for these five things that he already told you one. Okay, maybe.
I'm not saying there's no chol.
What?
I say you didn't separate this from chol.
Aha. And okay, I that's what I was going to say. That that's what I was gonna say in a minute. That he holds somewhat like his Rebbe, as the Magen Mishnah used it, that he thinks that there's different kinds of Hezekiah. Some have a chazaka, some don't. I mean, that's why he separated. These four things in general don't have Hezekiah. This only in some cases of Hezekiah. So I actually think most is right. I'm just also saying something more boring. But let's come back to that for a moment. So why not? So one answer is because it's like Kutra Ubeis Hakise. Who says that? The Rif, the Rambam. The Rambam still says V'chein this. The Rambam does say, how do I know he's the same reason? After all, V'chein might just mean same result. Then he says, because he says these four, V'chein has Ria, and why are these different? He gives one reason for all five together. So obviously it's the same reason. Who else? Who is on our Mikoros? The Yad Ramah, the Rush, the Ramban. Okay, again, one can add, but I think that's good enough for our purposes, don't we?
The
notion
of the Ramban is that
something.
His a kavod.
Yeah.
Is the Roman term for that to mean that it's just very severe?
No, I was about to say. Okay. What is worse about Kutra Beis Hakise? The Brown doesn't say what's worse about these things. And why are these things different? Because you can't handle it. Cheskas, you're not mochel. No one would agree that. But why? So he says, Ezeko hezek kavua, because it is kavua. That's reminiscent of the Rif, right? So the question is, what makes Kutra Beis Hakise worse than anything else? What makes it worse than your tree near my pit and your mustard near my bees? I have to start using new examples, right? Your ladder near my dove coat, and you know, I have to think of more flowery examples. Okay. Anyway, so the question is, what is unique about Kutra Beis Hakise? So here, it's not 100% clear. The Rambam mentions Kavua, and the Rif mentions Kavua. And the Ramban, when he quotes the Rif in Daf Beis, only mentions Kavua. So the Rambam and the Rif mention the phrase Kavua. All right, so Mahachora shel Kutra Ubeis Hakise. So the Rif and the Rambam and the Rush mention Kavua Tadir. No, the show's like that. Meaning, as opposed to all the other Ezekos, which happen sometimes. So I plant a tree next to your Near your pet, sometimes there could be a hazard, right? If I have my gutter draining onto your field, sometimes it could be a hazard when it rains, sometimes it could be a hazard when the tree grows, sometimes it could be a hazard when the bees go to the mustard and get damaged. Sometimes it could be a hazard when a bobcat or just picking it up, whatever it is, a weasel, maybe it's a weasel actually, when a weasel climbs up the ladder and gets your doves. But not all the time. These are all the time. If it's sewage smell, there's sewage smell all the time. If there's hazardry, there's hazardry all the time. I don't mean 24 hours a day, but I mean, you know, most of the time, not only in special occasions. So that's Kavua. They emphasize the theme of Kavua. The Ramban and Daf Matetnam test, what does he emphasize? Yeah, the Ramban and Daf Beis quotes the Rambam. What does the Ramban and Daf Matetnam test emphasize? What makes these things worse than the other hezeks that I mentioned? Ramban and Daf Matetnam, Moshe? They're nezik to the person, not nezik to property. Right? All the other things I mentioned are nezik to property, and everything else in the Mishnayos, in Daf, in the second paragraph, are nezik to property. Right? Your bees and your doves and your pits and your what have you. Here it's nezik to a person. Sewage smell, it hurts you. I mean, it hurts you like nezik tarifushes and boshes, but it's painful to you. The smoke goes in your eyes and hurts you. And the hezekiah hurts you. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says it is, let's call it hezek haguf, as opposed to damaged property. And the Yad Ramah here emphasizes, if you look at the lashon of the Yad Ramah, he just says is a hezek tadir and hezek haguf. Right? His lashon was something along those lines. What did the Yad Ramah say? Havalei kikutro beisak. He's saying to idi beidi hezek tadir hu bezek bemati minik tzara legufei deishinu. Right, so says the Abramah. Tadir plus Tzar Haguf. Here, I'll admit, I don't know for sure whether everyone agreed with the Abramah or not. Meaning, when someone mentions one factor, could they really hold me like the Abramah? The Ramban, after all, the base, when you go to the Rif, he mentioned the Rif's relation. So he just mentioned both factors, but he's going to focus on what he thinks is very important. Maybe the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush also meant both factors. They're just focusing on what they think is important. So I can't say for sure if there's there a Bafta Machlokes, is there a Machlokes, who holds like who. But there are definitely three different formulations. What makes Kutro Beisak Kisei more chomer than everything else? Either the fact that it's so frequent, the fact that it is Hezek HaGuf, or the fact that it's frequent and Hezek HaGuf. Yeah, Dovi sort of suggested, maybe just Stam subjectively would think it's worse without necessarily being factor why. Okay, Rishon didn't like that because maybe prefer to find some sort of Hakdara why, I guess. Even though I admit you could just say Stam, it's worse. But the Rishon all tried to find a factor because the Rishon tried to interpret the Torah in a way that has clearly defined categories that one can apply, which is a logical goal. Okay, that is one direction. What are some more technical excuse explanations? Well, what are some other, there are more than one. What are some other explanations as to why there's no hezek?
Can I ask a question about the Rambam?
Yes.
How do you punctuate the sentence, V'lam ha'shinu nizakim elu mishar nizakim, fin she'ein dato shal adam sovelet nezek me'elu, kama, cheskoso she'eino mochel kama, she'ezeko hezek kavua. I think it would make a difference where you put the commas.
Okay, I would put, let's say, I would say something like this. Ein daito shel adam soveles nezek me'elu v'chezkaso she'eno mochel kama she'ezeko hezek kavua.
No, you don't
stand it, and the assumptions were mochel, and why can't you stand it? It's kavua.
So the cheskoso she'eno mochel is a consequence of ein daito shel adam soveles nezek me'elu.
Correct, and ein adam soveles is the consequence of ezeko hezek kavua. Tach nearly.
Does it say anywhere in the Gemara that the cheskoso she'eino mochel?
No, but that's the mainstream shot. It says kutcher beis hakisei, there's no chazaka.
Ah, okay. But that
Yonim is because cheskoso she'eino mochel. That's the assumption of the Rishonim. Okay. But that's the assumption of most Rishonim, at least. So that's the mainstream assumption. Why is there no chazaka by kutcher beis hakisei? Because we assume it looks like you were mochel. But since it's so obvious no one would be mochel, we assume there's some technical reason why you weren't mochel, why you didn't object. You were sick, you were distracted, you were, you know, in a fog, and really you weren't mochel. Again, if I don't object to your tree, the assumption is I was Melka. But if I don't object to your sewage, then since it's so unlikely anyone would be Melka, you'd have to be crazy to be Melka, we'd rather say there's a different reason I didn't object. Okay, let's go back to it. What are some other reasons that Shonen give why there's no Chazaka for Hezekiah? Anyway. What? This is more of a technical reason, right? And who says this? And the Ravid, right? The Ravid's only reason, right? The Ravid says the Rambam. You think there's a fundamental thing about Kuntz like Kutcher and Sakisei? That's stupid. It's just a technical point. What do we mean by more of a technical point? So here is the Rimigash. And the Ravid, he says it is bidirectional, right? It is mutual. Good. It's a technical, psychological point. Not like it's fundamentally so bad. It's, the whole question is, Chazaka works if you didn't object, you must have agreed. It says, if you're mazik me and I don't object, that means I'm mochel. But if we're mazik each other, then there's a technical excuse why I wouldn't, why was I object? Why didn't I object? The Ravid actually gives two possible reasons. A, because, and this is what Pingash says, I didn't object because I figured you would object, so why do I have to object? Not that I was mochel, I was waiting for you to object. No, low naively to object if you're gonna, I'm a timid guy. You know, I'm a very weak personality. So I would have objected, but I'd rather not make waves, so I was waiting for you to object. Or I didn't object, so the moment I object, I'm gonna have to pay for half the wall. I didn't want to spend money right now. But I wasn't mochel, I just right now had a cash flow problem. Okay, so when it's mutual, then your shtika is not the hodah. What's the other technical excuse the Rimigash gives? Like why I didn't object, even though I really wasn't mochel. What does Rimigash say? Exactly, because it was passive, not active. There's no maisa. Meaning, if you do a maisa and I don't object, then I'm mochel. Then I'm mochel. If you do nothing and I don't object, maybe I just didn't notice. What do you mean didn't notice? He noticed what was in his chatzer. Like, you know, in life, it makes a lot of sense. You know, this is, if someone is doing something bad to you all of a sudden, you get mad and you do something. Someone has always been doing something bad to you and just the situation continues, you often will just say, you know what, I'm distracted by other things in life. My focus is not on this now. If something does is not in your, if something's not in your face on my side, then your focus can be distracted. You weren't mostly, you're just distracted. And that's what he says. He says that there is no maisa. Okay, these are technical reasons why you might not have said anything, even though you weren't mostly.
It's passive, or because the mazik visa relation is kind of blurred. Could that reflect something more fundamental that has a priya?
I don't think so.
I mean, the fact that like there's not a clear mazik and visa, there's no action, it's kind of just the way there.
I don't think so. Again, the question is could. The answer is always yes, it could, in almost all cases. You know, like, unless you ask, you know, could this mean there's no God in the world, I will always say, yeah, it could. But I'm not inclined to that. Okay, there are some, so these are more technical issues. There are also another technical issue the Ramban brings, even though the Ramban also says for a very fundamental reason. He does, and so does the Abramah. I apologize. I just neglected to write that. Right, meaning you see, many people just throw in all the reasons they can. The Rimigash goes into technical reasons. Okay, the Ramban brings another technical reason. What was the second reason? He said that you didn't know how bad it would be. Lo yada kama hu delim kol. Right? There's a principle that mechila doesn't work if you don't know what you're getting into. You need sort of gemiras das. So what's this? Washa od mi yada kama mati le delim kol. How does he know how much has real will reach him so that he can be mochel? Right? If I'm mochel, but I underestimate how bad, how much we're talking about, that's not a valid mechila. It's like gemiras das. And therefore, we assume, since people don't really know how to estimate Hezri in advance, that's not a valid mechila. Okay, that's also a technical reason. Lo yada kama hezek yagia lo v'lachein ein mechilaso mechila. The Ramban has one other one other answer. The Ramban says that, and this is, okay, somewhat similar to the other Rabbah, but different, says the Ramban, the Ode, even if you're mochel, this the Rambam also says this, even if you're mochel and there's a bialik chazaka, that still doesn't mean I can look. That just means I don't have to build the wall or close up the wall. I still can't look on purpose. And says the Rambam, it's going to be too hard to never look on purpose. It's going to be too hard to never look. You're going to have to always avert your eyes. He says, close your eyes. Let's say avert your eyes. It's going to be too hard to always avert your eyes, and you'll end up doing something wrong. And therefore, we tell you, you have to build a wall, or in this case, close up the window, to avoid a situation where it'll just be too hard to live up to the standard. So that's the next answer of the Ramban. He says, he says, because mikol makom aser lehispakel lehedya, it's still aser to directly look, purposefully look, and kasha lehizaher. Therefore, here he says, not so much as a, it's not that there's no chazaka, it's a little different. Not there's no chazaka, the mamadis, the chazaka is not valid. The chazaka is valid. But you can't take advantage of it because it's putting yourself in a compromising situation. Right, so this is, we'll just put a little asterisk, meaning, you know, the chazaka is valid, but it's not practical to build on it. No, that would be awful. It's not practical to not build on it because you have to build. It's not practical to use it. That seems to be a but it mostly is Rabbanan, if not, I guess it's Rabbanan, it's a Tova. And he's throwing that in. I don't know if you can say that. Okay, and the Yad Ramah has his most famous formulation. What's the famous formulation of the Yad Ramah? What does he say? The Shitasay of the Yad Ramah we saw in the first year, when you're showing a Minhag not to build, and you're showing a Chazaka not to build. So this is Hayuah, he says, this chazaka, again, he used the word Israel like the Ramban. It doesn't mean the same thing. The Ramban means, you're not supposed to look at someone and don't put yourself in a situation where you will have to choose what to do and make the wrong choice because it'll be hard to remember. He says, no, Mila Chachila is chazaka in Zigalik, in chazaka li surim. And he says, this is not just Benadam Machabir. This is Benadam Machabir. The Ramban might be Benadam Machabir. He says, yeah, it's also Benadam Machabir to look at him. Just because you're allowed to have a window doesn't mean you're allowed to look. And then you'll keep violating Benon Lachavir. He doesn't say anything about Benon Lachavir. He does bring in Bilam. The Yad Ramah brings in Bilam and says, what are you talking about? There's Chazak in Benon Lachavirus. There's no Chazak in Benon Lavako. And being able to look in the other guy's chutzer all the time, which basically means that you will end up looking in his chutzer all the time. How can I be in this chutzer? You can be in this chutzer with nothing between us and not look at each other. That's not only against your rights, which is subject to your Rechiba. That is against Hashem's Kedushas Yisrael. And as he says, obviously, we all know there's no chazaka, right? If I eat pork every day, I can't have a chazaka and eat pork, and if I work every Shabbos, I can't have a chazaka work every Shabbos, so my short sneeze and kedushas is Yisrael. Fine, that sneeze is privacy, like the guy's right to privacy. But the kedushas stands in the Yisrael. You can't have a chazaka for that. So this is the Ramban Shita, the famous Shita we saw is the Ramban Shabrashba, that he says even in a chutzer, not just in a bias. Remember, the Gershon sounded like even in a bias, it was just been on the Chavir. The mainstream shot was a bias is Kedushas Yisrael, and a chutzer has been on the Chavir. And Shabrashba and the Yagrama, his Lashitase, he says, Ein chazaka li'i surin, meaning a kedusha LP a pasuk matofu, etc. Okay, so these are the six reasons in the Rishonim that I've seen why in our sugya there is no hezekriya, and like many Rishonim hold many of them. The Okay, but everyone has the same sheet, though. Why are we to get more interesting? Where it gets more interesting is, what about Hezek Re'iyah de Chalom? Is there a chazaka for a chalom for Hezek Re'iyah or not? And here is where the Rebbe Migash started attacking the Rif. Because, who said what? Who said there's not a chazaka? Who remembers the Rif? The Rambam? No, I meant the Rabban. The Rif? The Rabban? Who else said there is no chazaka for windows that we've seen? I think that's it among the Rishonim that we've seen. As you could probably guess, many of the Talmidim that the Rabban followed. Right? The big Rosh the Rabban. The Rambam, the Yosef, etc. As you would expect. And Bob Bastards. Usually, if you learn Rabban, you know 90% of what's going to be in the Rosh or Ritva, Husha, Rana, and Yosef. And who holds there is a Chazaka? The Rebbe Gash says there is a Chazaka for Chalon, the Yad Rama, and the Rosh. We'll fill the Rambam in a moment. What's the main raya for those who say there's a chazaka for chalom? The main raya is it is a Mefurish Mishnah, which the Rebbe Gash actually thinks he's pirchat his Rebbe. Right? He thinks his Rebbe's indefensible. Even back to his mind, he knew that the Imam Yisrael could sleep, but as far as he's concerned, halachically, it says chalom mitzris, aim la chalaka lutzuris gage la chalaka mishnah and chesam abbas. Okay, a serious chalom, that means if your head can fit through it, Chalon HaTzuris, your head can fit through it. Okay, if your head can fit through it, that's Hezekriya. If your head can fit through it, it has a chazaka. Why? A small one that doesn't have chazaka, just people don't even notice it. So it's not significant. But a big one knows, people notice it, don't object, has a chazaka. So that is the raya of, maybe even half of Rishonim, let's say. I'm not going to say, I don't know who's most, right? But the proof is the Mishnah on Daf Nun Ches on the base. Okay, and the Rebbe Gash doesn't know how his Rebbe is going to get out of this proof. But how is his Rebbe going to get out of this proof? What do they do with the Mishnah on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis? To the best of my knowledge, the Rabban is maybe the first one who figured out how to defend the Rif. The Rif did not defend himself. We don't have the Shomer Rif, but they record that he defended himself. He obviously had something up his sleeve. The Rebbe Gash doesn't know how to defend the Rif. What does the Rabban say? Very simple. He makes no kinta that that's a window without Hezek Re'iyah. Right? After all, not every window, right? That's what we left over last time. Not every window overlooks a living space. Maybe this window overlooks an empty lot. Or maybe this window overlooks a mall. Right? No Hezek Re'iyah in a mall. It's a public place. Right? Meaning it can be valuable real estate without Hezek Re'iyah. It overlooks a baseball stadium. Right? It overlooks a place where there's no Hezek Re'iyah. Okay, very simple. Okimta. Of a chalom she'ein bo hezek re'iyah. He just has to explain. So then why do you need a chazaka? If it's a chalom with a hezek re'iyah, why do I need a chazaka to be able to keep it? I should be able to keep it stopped because it doesn't hurt anyone. The answer is it does hurt you even without hezek re'iyah, because this chalom prevents you from building in a way that blocks the chalom. So if I build a chalom on the border, even though there's no hezek re'iyah, I damaged you in a regular property damage because now you can't build on your border because I'll say you're blocking my window. So you can tell me, close up your window. I don't want you to restrict my future building rights. But after 3 years, let's say there's a chazaka, then I'm also like, okay, fine. What is the smara here for? What is the smara for why you would or wouldn't say there's a chazaka by chalon? So the Ramban is very the Ramban and the Rif. Say, all of our reasons apply to chalom also. After all, Hezek Re'iyah is Hezek Re'iyah. What does the Rif say? The Rif says that reason one applies. The Ramban says all of his reasons apply. What were they? 1, 4, and 5. Okay. That's all, quite possible that all these reasons could have applied. Theoretically, one could have said 6 applied. If my chalom overlooks your chatzer, then that's a violation of chalom. Happens to be not so theoretically you could have. Obviously, you could have said 2 and 3 applied, because there is a nice ability chalom, and it's not mutual. the guy in the chutzner can't see the guy in the house, right? If I make a second story window or even a high window, I can see you, but your angle just sees my ceiling. Doesn't see anything interesting. Okay, what is the svara of those who say that there is a chazaka in chalon? So says the Rimi Dash. He says very simple. And the Ravid would say this. He never goes on record. That's obviously what he implies, right? When he says, there is chazaka, he says, okay, we'll stick to the Rimi Dash. He says very posh, and he says, 2 and 3 don't apply. Right, if your only reasons are these technicalities of being neutral and no maisa, then obviously you have to say that there's chazak in chalom.
Why would they say svar 2 and 3?
Because the svar 2 and 3 is you didn't object because it was mutual. But if I open a chalom onto your chatzar, it's not mutual. I'm looking at you, you're not looking at me. And I'm doing a maisa, so I'm opening a chalom. The case wasn't where you had a chalom, the case was if you open a chalom. Okay, like cut a chalom. Okay, and what about the Yavrama and the Rush? The Yavrama, I mean, the Rush, obviously, what do we say? They also mentioned the 3, but that's not just finished. What is the svar of the Yavrama and the Rush? The Yavrama and the Rush, I mean, the Rush is basically the same thing. I just put it back at least one in the Lushel, that his Lushel is not quite as powerful, but it's the same basic Shita. They say that 1 and 3 don't apply. Okay, here already you see he and the Rabban are at cross purposes here. He and the Rabban are at cross purposes here. The Rabban is saying, that Kutcher makes a kisei that applies to all his green, including color. And what the Rini Gash says is, I'm never compared to Kutcher Beis HaKisei in the first place. I just gave some technical reasons to jump by the bluff. But the Amaran, the Rush say, we also compared to Kutcher Beis HaKisei. But Kutcher Beis HaKisei does not apply to a halal, only to a chatzar. Why not?
And the other factor of the word that you...
Exactly, because here it's, you know, perhaps the Lashon is subtly different, but you see how it's not, it's interesting. The Ramban thinks it is Kabbalah Tadir, perhaps, or, well, might depend on what we just had on the board a moment ago. But, says the Rush, apologize, says the Rush, it doesn't apply to Chalon, because Lav Hezek Tadir, who, it's not a Hezek Tadir, because a Chalon is made for light, not for looking out. Now they sell windows made for looking, but some windows are made for light, and you don't have to look out your window, and you're not allowed to look out your window if your friend's on the stomach, you won't. So it's not a Hezek Tadir. The Agrama says that the Chalon is different. Gabi Chalon, Asri Laura, Ola Mechzmini, etc. Came into Yachl Sanu, Tashvish Molds, Kalud, Rishus, and Chabre, since he can use it without looking at his friend. He's Machzik Beheter, and it's no problem. And it's no problem. And it's no problem whatsoever. He says you're also allowed Hezek Tadir. Why not Hezek Tadir? Because you don't have to. It's only optional. Looking out a window is optional. Interestingly, the Ramban seems like Machlokes Metzias. You know, maybe some Choker will tell us like the windows in the Yad Ramaz country, you know, prophets or made differently the windows in the Ramban's province. They both projected onto the Gemara. I have no idea. The Ramban assumes you're for sure going to look at the window. And the Amoran is saying, no, because it's not a Hezek Tadir, because you're not necessarily going to look. It's not a Hezek Tadir, because you're not necessarily going to look. It could be that the Ramban folks said Hezek HaGuf. It is Hezek HaGuf. It's damaging the guf, even though the Ramban also said, I'm sure going to look. And they focus more on the Tadir. It's not Hezek Tadir. Okay, it doesn't apply. Why? Because not Hezek Tadir. Because he might not look. Right? He might never look. After all, if he's a good person, he won't look. Because a moral person shouldn't be looking out his window at his neighbor's yard. Okay, these are the basic shitas. Now, where do we go? Okay. How does the Rambam fit in here? Before we tie that into other things. Okay, the Rambam says very clearly in Shechin and Perigil Aleph, there's no chazaka for Hezek Riyah like Kutcher Beis HaKisei. However, he separates it from the other four, and I agree with Moshe. I can't know for sure. Why does he separate it? Because he wants to restrict it. He doesn't want to say all Hezekiah, like all kosher and all, etc. He says, B'makam shetzarech mechitza. What is B'makam shetzarech mechitza? A place where you need to build mechitza, there's no chazaka. What is that coming to exclude, to contrast? A type of Hezekiah which has nothing to do with mechitza. Which type of Hezekiah is not about building mechitza? Hello, right? That's not about building mechitza. That's about making a hello, right? And I think that's also meduyak. In Shechin and Perik Beis, what does the Rambam say in Helcha Shechin? Perik Beis, the Rambam says, Hezekiah, Hezekiah, ve'ein lo chazaka bechatzir. Now again, you never know how much to be meduyak. But already, you have two diyukim in the Rambam that he had been going exactly. Perik Beis Aleph says, b'makom shetzarech la'asos mechitza. And in Perik Beis, he says, bechatzir. Obviously, he's not going to say two extra meanings, phrases or words. He means only in a chatzar, the question of building a chitza, then Hezekiah has no chazaka. But in a chalon, where the question is opening or closing up a chalon, then Hezekiah would have a chazaka. And that would match what he says in Ahilcha Shechin in Perik Zayin, where he says, Harishe posa chalon chaber chavit le chatzar chaveru. Oh, etc., etc. Right? If he was opened up his chalon to look at his friend that overlooked his friend's chatzer, etc., he's a hichzik v'chalon ve'ein yochel achakrav lachzor la'arel of l'stom. He was machzi as a chazok in this chalon, and you can't sue him to close it up anymore.
Doesn't the Rambam always follow the Rimigash?
Usually follows the Rimigash.
But he'll tell you if he does.
I don't know if I go that far. He usually follows the Rimigash. Basically, the Rambam says Chalon has a Chazaka. Now, again, the Rambam's not the Mishnah. The Mishnah, if you want, you can be a Rishon and say, I only meant that a Pinto is this kind of Chalon, not that kind of Chalon. Pashtas, you're not allowed to say that in the Rambam. If the Rambam only meant one kind of Chalon, not another kind of Chalon, we should have said so. He's writing a clear book of law. Right, so therefore, all these three Rambams fit together. That he follows the shita of his Rebbe, the Rimigash. That in a chutzner there's no chazaka, but in a chalol there is a chazaka. No, bedocha, you could say he was lopped off in Perk Yidalef, and he was lopped off in Perk Beis, and they get him kinter Perk Zayin, and he only meant the chalol that doesn't have Hezekiah. But that is, that seems to be the shita of the Torah. Because the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Torah says the Rambam says no chazaka hezekiah b'chalom, but the Kesem Mishnah says yesh l'tmo alav. It doesn't make any sense. So it could be the say some strange shita someplace that there's no hezekiah in a chalom. But that's super duper dachuk. It's not impossible. It's just why would you be dachuk two places instead of reading three places to shoot them? Yes, we don't say bechatzer is said for no reason, labdavka, it's anywhere. But Mokum Shtar Mechitza said labdavka means anywhere. And the chalom is only nokepta of Abel Hezekiah. Obviously, it's better to say bechatzer means bechatzer is no chazaka. But chalom, yes. The Mokum Shtar Mechitza means when it's a shayla building mechitza is no chazaka. But when it's a chalom, there is. And b'chalom is b'chalom, it's all chalom. So I think, obviously, Pashup Shad and the Rambam, and that's what the Magen Mishnah, the Kesem Mishnah, and everyone I know says, Pashup Shad and the Rambam is like it's Rebbe Yirgashi, b'chalom, b'chatzar, and chalom. Now I have a simple question for you. The Magen Mishnah keeps saying again and again and again, the Rambam holds like the Rimigash. Does the Rambam hold like the Rimigash? Like, is the Rambam smarter like the Rimigash? Is this a svara like the Rimigash?
I don't know how much we're going to say that he's comparing to the case that made, but I'm going to say that he has a unique explanation for getting a sadness.
You mean, forget about how much does or doesn't compare to Punch or Bisakisi, if there's some ambiguity, right? He tells you the reason there's no Chalak in Perfi Nalaf. Forget about the comparison, he tells you the reason, right? Coming off the word Hezekiah, he says, V'lama Shinu Nizakim Eilu. The last one he mentioned being Hezekiah. Why is Hezekiah different? Because a person cannot stand them because the Chazaki is not Mochel, because it's Hezekiah. He basically quotes the riff, right? He basically quotes the riff, which may be why the Torah thought he held like the riff. But I think that's impossible, because then you have to make three rabbis, not until he can set three rabbis, and that's just against the basic principles of civilization. So, what's Shana the Rambam? Shana the Rambam is obviously, look, you're right, Chaim says, doesn't he always follow the Rimi Gash to prove it otherwise? Generally, but you know what, in cases where the Rimi Gash argued on the riff, and where everyone was, the whole world was so air about this, and everyone had their own opinion, he doesn't always follow exactly, precisely, every, you know, jot and tittle of the Rimi Gash. Right, I think it's obvious that the Rambam held more like the Upper Rambam. Right. Yeah, the Rambam held more like the Upper Rambam. He did not state, there's Hezek Re'ia, there's Chazaka by Chalon, but not by Yechatzer, because the reason of Chalon is not by Chalon, it's mutual and because it's passive. Because that's not what he writes. He writes because it's really bad Hezek because it's Tucker. So obviously, the Rambam held, as the Rambam writes, right here, the Rambam held the reason is because could he have said, I'm also willing to throw the Rimi Gash if you want, but that's not the main point. And you never know. But the Rambam obviously was really like the Yad Raman and the Rimi Gash. He held it was because it's Tadr, but Tadr doesn't apply to a Chalon as the Yad Raman said, and the Rush took from the Yad Raman, because in Chalon, you know, I always looked out of your Chalon. Again, he understood the way Chalons were built. You don't always look out of your chalon. His obviously assumption is that his assumption. I mean, they took the chalon being up to dalat amos high. His obvious, right? What's his case? Again, I don't know how the chalonos were built. I must admit that it could be less than dalat amos high. But I guess his assumption was that the way the houses were built, you don't automatically look at it. And of course, the Nizar to just use the Chalon for light and for air and not to look out of the Chalon. You know, how much you look out of the Chalon really also depends very much on how wide the Chalon is and how thick the walls of your house are. Right? The Chalon could be this wide, but the walls of your house are this wide. You can't really see much unless you're using a periscope. So the Rambam is clearly like the Yad Ramah. He's not really like the Rimi Gash. He's the Sheikh of the Rimi Gash, but for the Svar of the Yad Ramah. I think that's much worse. There's no two ways about it. You know, the Mani Mishnah keeps throwing in the Svar of the Rimi Gash, but it can't be. Okay, now let us just go back for a moment. That's the sugya of Chazaka. The only thing that's more to add, I think, is okay, you go through a few sugyas here and there, and the ones over here is a little bit more long, say this, a little not something like that. There's a few rides here to carry that report. We're not going to deal with that now. Let's go back to the Chakir we had last time. Remember the Chakir of the Sma. The smara hakira, is this hezekat guf, you're damaging a person? That's what we were indicting the Baragola, even though, you know, the Baragola didn't speak in so much detail, but it was more Baragola in contrast to the sma. And the sma says very clearly, it's not hezekat guf. It's nezek rechush. It's just that you're minyas tashmishin, you don't let him use his property. He is 100% clear, the sma, that it's not hezekat guf. Basically, the Ramban here is against the sma. And the Yad Ramah here is against the Sma. And as I said, you never know if maybe the Rush and the Rift of the Rambam also, you never know if they really meant the same thing or not. But certainly, at least, many of the Rishonim here are against the Sma. They say it is a Hezekiah Guth. And once you're going to say it's a Hezekiah Guth, then you're decently likely to say that there's no Chazak, although as we've seen, right? I said there's a million factors here and there. You could say it's Hezekiah Guf, there still is Chazak Guf, it's not Tadir, perhaps, but you're more likely to say that it's a little better, if we, for so many here, Rambam, Matsasvara, 1, doesn't apply, etc. Like the Yad Ramah, right? That's what you have to say. Put all the Rambams together. Let's remind ourselves of our Chakira from last time. We had a Chakira in Hezek Re'ia. Do you say it is Nezek L'gufa Adam, right? Meaning, the Chashash is, let's say it better. How did we read it last time? I don't remember. Do you say that the hezek is that you will look at him? Or do you say the hezek is that he can't use his chatzar because he's afraid of being looked at? Right? This was the smar, very explicitly. And this was what we're medayek in the parable. Right? And what did we mention on the board last time? We mentioned not a nafkamina, really, but a sort of parallel nafkamina, because this is mandavar hezek v'yish mei hezek. The question is, what's the hezek? Right? You could open this off with Rashi, the topic of Moment Aleph. Rashi says, what's the big hezek? Just don't ever do private things in your chatzer. So what if mandavar shmei hezek say that? Either he says, no, everyone will do private things in their chatzer and then be seen, and it'll be hurt. Or he says, yeah, well, if you get the private things in your chatzer, that's a hezek right there. I've taken away your chatzer. I've damaged your chatzer. Right? That's the tachyuma. And a one pseudo nafkamina, one pseudo nafkamina, it's a nafkamina in the other mandam. So it's not necessarily an hezek tachyuma because the other mandam doesn't have the same side of as this mandam. Right? But we say a parallel nafkamina for Manda Amar, Lav Shmei Hezek, the parallel Nafkamina for Manda Amar Lav Shmei Hezek is, why is he modus sometimes? Right? Why is he modus sometimes? So one formulation, which we thought was the Pasht Pshat in the Gemara, he's molded in cases where there's badai riya. Safik riya, he doesn't match with the hezek, but badai riya, he does. He said that's the guy in the chatzar. There's for sure going to be riya, because the guy in the chatzar won't be nizer, and the guy in the guy will see him. And that's gina, for sure there'll be hezek, because you can't not go things in a gina, and etc. So maybe one option is in cases of Vadai Riyya, as opposed to only Safik Riyya. But he's looking at it from a Riyya perspective. Safik Riyya, I'm not mocking him. Vadai Riyya, as opposed to Achshash Riyya. That's one option. The other option is what the Ramban said at the beginning, surprisingly. Said the Ramban, no, he is molded in cases where you can't use your chatzar at all. Right, meaning chatzar and chatzar, you can use your chatzar sometimes because you won't always be in your chatzar. I know different, we show them all start with different mitzvahs and stuff, so exactly how many hours a day you have left in every certain place and whether they're to see things or not. Let's grant them all the mitzvahs and assumptions. Says the Ramban, in a case where sometimes you can't use it, then he's mako. Says, I'm not much of that as hezek. But in a case where you can never use it, he's molded, which is why a house overlooking a chatzar. He's modish shmei hezek. When the Ramban, remember, I won't say different shots. He's modish shmei hezek because since someone's always home, you can never use your chatzar. Both go chatzar and a chatzar. Only 3 hours a day the other guy goes in his chatzar, so you have another 3 hours to use your chatzar. So this is what the Ramban says. Says the Ramban. He says cases of minias. Tashmishin. Right, we should use this word, right? This is the word the Ashbron is like. Menias Tashmishin. As opposed to Riyya. Case of Menias Tashmishin. Kol Hayom. As opposed to Miktsas Hayom. If it's Miktsas Hayom Menias Tashmishin, then he's Mako. But he admits that Shri Hezek is all day long you can't use your chatzar. Okay, so there's two different, again, it doesn't have to be the same answer. This is Manda Malashe Hezek. Manda Malashe Hezek got a different side effect than Manda Malashe Hezek. After all, they might fundamentally argue, not just quantitatively argue, they might qualitatively argue. It's very happy to do that. But, okay, these are two perspectives. My idea that I want to say Rashi was not on the Ramban side, was because Rashi on the Talmud of Gimel says, talking as Manor Lashme Hezek, he says, Chatzar is no problem. Just Kalechad, Kviyat Hashvish, Kol Shah, every hour, everyone's in their Kvila. Law their Milan Senate, you won't do any Milan Senate, you won't do anything private. Sounds like all day long you won't do anything private. And that's not a real Hezek. I'm not mode into Hezek all day long you can't do private things. So when am I mode then? It's a cross-explanation. Rashi also describes a case. Get different case. There are different seas. The Metzias Rashi thinks true in a Chatzar. Rabban only thinks in Bais or in Chatzar. But Rashi describes the Metzias as never being able to do private things and thinks that he's not Moda, thinks that he's made over that case. So, by cross-explanation, I would say this is Rashi. Again, not that he says this Svara, but then he denies the other Svara because he says, what do you mean? That's not a hesed, just never do anything private. So obviously he doesn't hold that he's more than he can never do anything private. Okay, that's what we discussed last time. What we're going to discuss this time, how about with Imam Rashmi? That's more interesting.
You want to answer something? Yeah, I think this fire just may have answered it. But the as most of what Rabbi just said, where Rashi may say that even if there is a minyan situation, that's not an issue. Otherwise, what is the machlokas between the two meaning? That one of them says, oh, people will do things, and therefore they will
be magic. Okay, so basically, let me put it this way. If you assume they're on the same side of the Hakira,
right.
If you assume they're the same side of the Hakira, then it's quantitative. Let's say they're both about the Rikia, but I say only Vadai Rikia is a Hezek, and you say even a Chash, there might be a Rikia is a Hezek. Then they're arguing how far to take the Zahiris against this Hezek. If you say they're both in Sashmisha, I say only never being able to use it as a hezek. You say even sometimes not being able to use it as a hezek, then it's more quantitative machlokas. What I'm about to bring to Rabbi said is that, or it could be a qualitative machlokas. One of those only not should be a special shit has his standards.
But meaning practically don't two perspectives. Like meaning are they arguing that according to one side of Akira, in fact people will still do, you know, Gram should send up. And then there will be as agree on the other side, just some people won't, and therefore it's the Tashmisha.
Yes,
I think that's what happens. So then it's not who's going to see it.
Okay, now I hear you saying, meaning, what is the Hakira argument?
Right.
What is the Hakira argument? Just Machlokes and Metzias, meaning, will you do private things and be seen and bite the bullet, or will you not do private things? It's a Machlokes and Metzias in your psychology, what you will do. Is that the machlokas?
Because if it's not, and that both are true, then it's unclear if you can use it as a hakira, because both
correct
come together.
Correct. Fair enough. Okay. So let me come back to that in a moment. Okay. You're saying very well. I actually lost a few nights sleep over what you just said, and I'm hoping that I'm in an okay place now. I'm hoping. This is the most nervous thing for me this entire year. Is what you just said. I didn't sleep quite a few nights, and you know, what you're basically saying is that this whole hakira of all the achronim is nonsense. And that specter looms large. But let's see what we can do. Okay. Thing is, there's just enough makoros about this that I want to be sure. But let's see what we can do. Okay. How about nafkaminas for us? Right. Let's call this nafkamina number zero. Nafkamina number one. But it's not like a clear enough to me. That's really factors, is the whole question of Chazaka. Right? I mean, the Ramban clearly looks at it as Hezek HaGof. Right? The Ramban is looking at it as Hezek HaGof. The Ramban is looking at it as Hezek HaGof. They say so in quite so many words. So, if you say it's Hezek HaGof, then you would likely that there's no chazaka because of, let's call it tsar hagof. Right? It means no one's mochel on tsar hagof. Right? We find this in Bava Kamma also. A person not mochel on Rosh Hashanah. If I say, you know, break my jug, I mean it. If I say break my arm, I don't. Again, let's call this an ovida. It's the mainstream approach. Okay, you're likely to say no chazaka because of tsar hagof. Which is the Ramban and the Yad Rabbah.
Maybe you can also say that you're not Bailey Mungagoof.
Correct. Although that'll be a little trickier to fight you, so that's why I'm not focusing on that. If you said it's only a hezek to Rechosh, then if it's only a hezek to my property, then you never know. I could still have another six reasons. But I still have another few reasons why there might not be a chazaka. But what I would say is, you know, maybe more likely to say that there is a chazaka. Because after all, once it's only as a terechash, so minastam there's a chazaka until proven otherwise. Now, you could say, well, this case in some cases, this case in some cases, and this side factor, or maybe tother is different, but min hastam there's chazak unless you think of reason why not. If it's hezek al-guf, min hastam there's probably no chazak unless you think of reason why. Okay, now, here someone's going to say, the steer of the Ramban, because the Ramban was taking the Tashmish side of the Hakira, and then the Ramban is taking the Re'iyah side, the Hezek HaGov side of the Hakira, and there's steer of the Ramban. That seems to be flat out steer of the Ramban. Correct. So I set you up. You could say there's no steer of the Ramban. There's two different shitas. Maybe Mandar has to be a Shmei Hezek. It thinks the Shmei Hezek is the Re'iyah, and Mandar has to be a Lav Shmei Hezek. Thinks that there won't be Re'iyah. That's why it's a little Shmei Hezek. But if there's a serious Shmei, he is Mona. So it could very well be that. It could very well be that that's Gufa the Machlokas between the two Mandarim, and they don't have to be on the same side of the Hakira. Or it could be that he holds Sveidina. You know, he holds they're both true. Whichever one is more Chavri, he's going to bring up this context. In some cases, you know, this is very bordering on what Yomi said. For man number lav shmei hezek, what's really more chomer than the Nias Hashmish? For man number shmei hezek, what's more chomer is the Re'iyah. But it could be that, you know, they both acknowledge that they're writing Tzvedina, which is already kind of what Avi said. You know, it's Tzvedina. Like, maybe he won't use it. And maybe he will use it in BC. You know, what I'm saying is, it could be the Ramban would say that it's not a stark hakira. This is what Adi was saying. It's not a stark hakira one way or the other. They're really all both true because it all depends how he reacts. If he reacts by not using it, then his gufa is damaged. If he reacts by using it, then his guf is damaged by the re'iyah. And both possibilities are, you don't even have to do a survey. Both possibilities are part of life. So therefore, there's tveidinim. It's two prime. You could say they're all, about many, in this case, shayim. Well, he could either not use it or get damaged. Even the ones that have not done the guf. He could either have his bees get damaged or take down his beehive, etc. So you could say it's a tveidinim. The only difference is one mandar is machshiv one side, the other mandar is machshiv more the other side. Okay, so that's, you know, that's, you could say it's like mamishvah, katzel, katzel, you have totally different ways. Or it's tveidinim, but each mandar is machshiv a different side. Okay, that would be what Atz would suggest. There could be some other nafkinas as well. I admit, I don't have like flat out 100%, you know, mukhrach nafkinas. You have to say this, you have to say that. There's always too many factors here. But I thought something was interesting. This Rambam I put on Bakr 5, Machlokas Rambam and Raifit. The fact that Machlokas Rambam writing the very beginning of Hilchos Shkenim, has to do with the next Mishnah, not the next, you know, the next topic in the Mishnah in the first parak, which is when is it Yesh B'chalukah, when ain't B'chalukah, right? We've seen that referred to in our sukkah. So what if you have a chatzar that's too small for chalukah? It doesn't have dalet amos for each person. What do you do with it? So says the Rambam, what if two brothers inherit something and it's too small for chalukah? So they don't split it. So what do they do? The Rambam says, if it's something you rent out, two brothers inherit together a store. You know, a strip mall. Two brothers inherit a strip mall. Well, that may have chalukah. Okay, they inherit one storefront. So what do? They rent it out to a store, and they split the rent. What if it's something that's not made for renting out? Let's say two brothers inherit a chatzer, the shofas, and it's not shy to rent out this chatzer. So what do? Says the Rambam, they switch off years. Shofas mashana shana. They switch off years. I live here, you know, in in Tafshin Pei Beis, and you live in Tafshin Pei Gimel, and why can't they just both live together? It's impossible we're both living at the same time because of Hezek Re'iyah. And the Ravid says that's ridiculous. How do you force someone to move every year? Anyone here removed? It's a real pain, no?
Very expensive.
Also, so he says, so rather, what do you do? Said the right bit. Say, Pashat. Either live together and swallow the Hezek Re'iyah, or agree to split it. Like, basically, the right bit says, just swallow the Hezek Re'iyah. Have Hezek Re'iyah. Tough luck. Live with Hezek Re'iyah. And if you don't want to live with Hezek Re'iyah, then agree to another solution. That's based on our locus. If it's Ein Bo Chalukah, the right that says, just live with Hezek Re'iyah. What do you mean? It's not the case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is when they did split it, then they have to build a wall. The problem in this case is that they haven't split it yet. It's not that I own the west half and you own the east half. We both own every square inch of this chatzer. So there's no place to build a wall. So the Rambam says, fine, I use it 1 year, you use it 1 year. The right says, we both use the whole chatzer at the same time. And we're on top of each other, that's life. Okay, interesting machlokas. You know, what's the assumption of this machlokas? It's really hard to prove. Fairness, you know.
And this is the reason that they don't take a chance about making it a good asset.
So apparently they both are working under the assumption that you cannot force your partner to sell something you own in partnership. Yes, it's generally true. You can do good or ugly, but no. You can do this. Okay, sorry. I didn't read the whole round. If something does not have chalukah, I can do good or ugly. Meaning, I can say, you know how like one guy cuts the pie, the other guy picks the half? I could say, I pick the price and you pick who buys it. Like, for example, I say, I think this is worth $100,000. So you either give me $50,000 and take it, or I'll give you $50,000 and I'll take it. That you're allowed to do. But the Rambam says, the case here is where they're poor and don't have any money. I cannot force you to sell it to a third party. Why? Fascinating question, but that's a given in the Gemara. Right? I can't say I'm forcing you to go to a real estate agent to sell it on the free market. Okay, so here's the machlokas. What's the base of this machlokas? It's hard to say for sure. You know, we can only speculate what the base of machlokas is. But obviously, what's the hint of this machlokas? The Rambam thinks the easier solution is to move every year. The Ravid thinks the easier solution is to swallow the Hezek Re'iyah or agree to resolve it in some other way, you know. But what do we force you to do? So there are two ways to evaluate this machlokas. Either they argue about how bad it is to have to move every year, which I think is less likely because that doesn't seem to be something that's very lumbish. Like, lachora, people should agree more or less on how inconvenient it is to move every year. What seems more likely is that they both agree having to move every year is 23 units of inconvenience. They argue what's Hezek Re'iyah. If Hezek Re'iyah is 30 units of inconvenience, then move every year. If Hezek Re'iyah is only 15 units of inconvenience, then live with each other, right? It's obvious they're arguing how bad Hezek Re'iyah is. Now, how bad Hezek Re'iyah is. More than that, I can't even prove, even using like common sense assumptions. But perhaps one could say, how bad is Hezek Re'iyah? Might, when you're looking at it, depend on this chakira. If Hezek Re'iyah is a Hezek Agof, then you say, that's really bad. Like, you're going to end up being mazik each other's guf. Hezek Re'iyah, you look at it as Hezek HaGuf. You know, either you're going to be hitting each other. No, like, you know what? Better move every year. Don't, like, live together and hit each other. If you look at it as Benias Tashmishin, then, and basically I'm saying, if it's Hezek HaGuf, the Rambam makes more sense. Yeah, better to move every year than to be stabbing each other. If you look at it as Benias Tashmishin, then all of a sudden the Rambam makes more sense. You won't be able to do a lot of things in this chatzer. You'll only be able to do a few things in this chatzer. Okay, maybe it's better to do a few things in this chatzer all the time and not have to move than do a lot of things in this chatzer and have to move every year. Right? So it doesn't have to do this chatzer. You could just call it quantitative. But I'm tempted to say, and I'll show you why I'm tempted to say, but again, it's a temptation. It's not a proof. That maybe the whole question of Ein bo din chalukah the ain lo momo, meaning the guy doesn't have enough money to say, or neither one is willing to say, right? Neither one is willing to say, I'm willing to pay the money, right? Neither one is willing to say, doesn't have the money. Maybe they just don't want to. Ain bo din chalukta, and there's no other solution. What do you do? So maybe you would say that if you look at a hezek guf, then you would say, certainly we're likely to say, shana shana, year by year, switch over every year. If you look at the mitzvah shemesh, then maybe you'd just be able to say, yisbo. Yisbol hezek ria, right? Now,
Couldn't you say the opposite? Or not, it's not good. It's very good. But, the issue is that if they're both sharing this chazer or whatever it is, if they're physically not going to be able to, it's this small area, there's anybody in the haluga, so they're not going to be able to use it for any purposes that define it as a chazer.
Saying the Nias Tashmish is so bad that it's better to move every year.
Yeah, during that year, they
as opposed to Hezekai Gov, so much people are willing to see it.
Right.
Okay,
I just said it to you. Why is it absent? Is it clear that you were agreeing to be so low as a year? The Yadarama would say something like that.
The Yadarama would say it's an Isser, right? So, although, just to be fair, if you haven't split up the Chotzer yet, the Yadarama doesn't say you have to go wool, right? So apparently he admits that if you haven't yet split up the chazer, you can be sold on it.
But maybe you would assume that you're wrong, that you're switching off it.
No, I'm saying some people in a chazer who share their chazer without doing the chalukah.
How is it clear that they're both living? Maybe they're switching off it.
That's hard for me to imagine. Like the male kept in our Mishnah, right? Shifish Rosalas Machita the Plugta. I totally make the Plugta. They don't build a wall.
Unless you say like the
unless in the Rambam, which you're saying, Taka, that's what the Rambam sort of sounds like. Okay? I hear the Taina. Okay, look, I say this a lot about, the reason I thought this was a little nice is because if you say, this is the Rambam, and this is the Ravid, could it be not some coincidence that the Ravid says there's Chazaka in Hezekiah, at least if there's no technical problem of mutuality, Because maybe he sees more of me as Tashmishin, so he's more made up against the houses. And while the Rambam, remember, the Rambam just said Tugger, but he also might be Hezekiah. It's not clear, because all their examples are Hezekiah. And perhaps the Rambam and the Ravid could end up a little bit Shitasa. I understand this is merely speculation. Basically, what do we see? We do see in two places the Rambam takes Hezekiah more seriously than the Ravid. A, he gives a serious reason to no chazaka, or the Ravid gives a technical excuse to no chazaka. B, he thinks better to move than to swallow it, and the Ravid thinks better to swallow it. So it's good that she's tossing. The Rambam takes Hezekiah more seriously than the Ravid. How do you formulate that? Perhaps you could formulate this in terms of this Hakira, or perhaps you could formulate it differently.
How much of this is going to get much from the Rambam when he says, she gives Rajush Kishun Ka'achas? I'm not sure if meaning he would use a different word than Achas, but meaning it's just that they can't coexist there together. But the difference between how they will live in the Chatzer, the two people versus them by themselves, and their rights are going to be, their Tashmish is going to be different. I'm not sure.
I'm not so convinced by that. Okay, in any case, clearly she tosses it, take it more seriously. You could tie it for Hakira. You could not. Going back to the last Megorshi, some things that I do think might tie in a little more to this Hakira is the fascinating question of how about a case where I know the Yavama already discussed a little. How about a case where I probably won't look, but I might look? How about a case where I probably won't look, but I could? Not I'll for sure look or I'll likely look. How about a case where I have to make an effort and be a bad person and sneaky look, but I could? Is that the cloth has a beer or not? Kind of forget this. Right? That's a fascinating question. Right? If I have a house, a wall, I can't see into your chazer unless I try. Can you sue me for hezekiah and not? Or not? Right? Classic example, right? I have a window that I have to go on a step ladder to look out. It's perfect for air, perfect for light. To see, I'd have to bring a stepladder. And you say, I demand you close up your window because I demand you close up your window because Hezekiah, you might get a stepladder and look at me. And I said, what do you mean? I'm a frugid. I'm not going to get a stepladder and look at you. Why are you hushing me? Okay, so is that a chash Hezekiah or not? This comes up in a few places, seems to be in Machlokas Rishon. Number one, it's a Mefurish Gemara about this, right? There, it's a Mefurish Gemara in Daf Nun Tesamid Beis. All right, I wish I knew what Rashi says, but we don't have a lot of Nun Tesamid Beis. What does it say on Daf Nun Tesamid Beis? It says, well, here's one. No, that's okay. That's not the window case. Let's start with the window case. The window case is a Mefurish Gemara on Daf Nun Tesamid Aleph. What does it say in Daf Nun Tesamid Aleph? Chalom, etc., etc. He says, here we are. Says Rabbi La, even above Dalet Amos, you can demand that I close out my window, even if it's higher than Dalet Amos. Maybe they're arguing about Kofan Mida Stone. Like, you have to let me do things that doesn't hurt you. No. Shani off the Zimdin, the Mosu Sharshifa Tutach Mekaimas Gachazis. Sometimes you will put a stool under the window and climb up and look at me. You might look at me by putting a stool. That is a Mefurish Gemara on Daf Nun Tesamid Aleph. The Ktsos quotes from the Ramban there on Daf Nun Tesamid Aleph. Ika de Makshi, Maisha Hachda Rashina, Maisha Gabi Chotzer, he was not in Dalet Amos to Ibrahim. So, answer your question. In a Chotzer, you don't need to build more than Dalet Amos. We're not afraid. But what's Dalet Amos? Dalet Amos is Bona Gid. My height. The chatzar doesn't mean you hide the bottom of us because we're not afraid I'll go on a stool. So why in a window do you have to close it up even higher than down on us? And we're afraid I'll climb up on a stool? So answers the Ramban. He says, time in the milsa, blood beating in shallow sube sharshifa bachatzar. Oh, the bachatzar chaveiro. Right, the Ramban basically gives two technical discussions. So one, he says people have stools in their house, they don't have stools in the chatzar. Therefore, I can say, I'm afraid if you're looking out your window with a stool, but I can't say I'm afraid if you're looking at the chatzar with a stool, because that's already most of the shkikar, because no one keeps stools in their chatzar. And B, I'm not afraid if you're looking over the wall on a stool, because if you go on a stool and look over the wall, everyone will see your face, and you'll be embarrassed, you'll be nitmaskigani, you'll be caught and accused of wrongdoing. So you won't do it. But if I climb up and look at my window with the stool, it's hard to notice someone's face in the window. And therefore, I'll think I can get away with it. Basically, what do both answers of the Ramban, whatever it was, the test, what do both answers of the Ramban say? They basically say like this. If it's, there's reasons why I would never do it, like I don't have a stool or I'm afraid of getting caught, then that's not as pretty young. But if I might do it, if I'm evil, that's Hezekiah. Right, that's the Ramban's Chiluk. If it's only a moral compunction, we say you might be immoral, and look, and it's Hezekiah. I can sue you until you close up your column. If there's also reasons why I'm afraid to do it, then, I don't know what he means by Ramban Bezdin. Zal Ad Shono, and my Ramban is not quoting Ramban Bezdin. Anyway. So that's the Ramban, and the Ketzos disagrees. The Ketzos himself says, So says that's not true. It's not Hezekiah at all. And it's not because of Hezekiah. Why can I force you to close the window? Not because of Hezekiah. Rather, because I have a natural right to not let you open a window. Why do I have a natural right? So here, he's making an assumption of a whole framework that we're not holding in right now. But the Ketzos believes that, based on the Shakim Tardis Gemara, what does Kofan Almidah Stone have to do with it? Fundamentally, you don't have the right to use the air of my chatzar in your window. The only reason you're allowed to make a window is because it's Midah Stone, because it would be Midah Stone for me to object, because I have no possible time to object. But once I have some possible reason why it might bother me, even though that reason is not halachically valid, it's not Midah Stone. That's the rule. If I have a reason I don't want you to do something, it's not Midah Stone. even though that's a bad reason. So they're saying the reason I didn't close the window back to that degree is because fundamentally I have the right to close your window because you have no right to the air of my cluster. It's just that I can't make you close your window if it would be dust stone, meaning if it would be stinginess for no reason. But here I have an excuse, so that excuse gets me out of me dust stone. That's what he says here, right? Because Vada Yahudim Khoshul of Twan Khalona Abra Khatar Khabir Fish and enemy Abra Khatzer, saying now let me figure space my hut, the big hair sleeps. Because when you open your window onto my khatzer, you're using the air of my khatzer to bring light into your house. And to bring air into your house. And fundamentally I have to object to that. It's a big fish sleeps. Right? You own the air. Okay? But let's grant it. So it's fish. He's saying it for a reason. They're still saying big fish. Why is such saying such big fish? Because he doesn't want to swallow the rabbi. Let me just point out what I mean here. What about a case where you naturally won't look, but you could if you wanted to spy. Right? That's the case here. Shashita. So this is a machlokes rishon ve'achronim in many cases. Right? Number one, the sugya of chalon lemala vidalet amos. They're saying it is hezek re'iyah. Or do you say it is not Hezekiah? So, over here, says the Ramban, it is Hezekiah. Oh, what about the Chatzar? The Chatzar is not Hezekiah because you don't have a stool because you're afraid of getting caught. Says the Ketos, it's not Hezekiah. Ah, if it's not Hezekiah, why can I sue you to close your window? Ah, because you're using my air, not because it has a reading. This also comes up in New Testament Bays, and the sugya of Ziz. Ziz ad a tefak yishlo chazaka v'yochol. Close, pachos. Okay. A Ziz, meaning a protrusion, a brick sticking out of the wall. You have a brick sticking out of the wall over my chutzer. I can object. Has a reading, you're not allowed to have a Ziz over my chutzer. Why? So it says, because, and even if it's less than tefach, sorry, I can object to the hezek re'iyah. Why? Because kuli amish mehezek. Everybody agrees hezek re'iyah mehezek. But what's the case here? The case here is that there's a mekel who says, but if I have a small ziz, there's no hezek re'iyah. Because all I can do is hang something on it. And when I hang something on it, I'll look the other way. I'll hang something on it behind my back. What did the other fellow say? Zimnim de be'isis. Sometimes you'll be afraid of falling and you'll have to look. So basically, what's the hezek re'iyah of ziz? Right? This is called mostas sharshifa. You'll use a stool. Not hezek re'iyah. He says, no, I can sue because of another reason. Right? That's the so. What's the other reason? That you're not allowed to use my airspace to transport light and air to your house, unless it would be Midas Stone to object. Here's that Midas Stone to object. The second case we read my quotes about this is Ziz Pachas Mitefach, where in the end, we paskin, like the Manda Amar, that there is Hezek Re'iyah, that's Rafuna. We pass like Rafuna. Why? Because Zimnin. You might even know it's only a tiny nail on the wall, as it were, which you can hang things on behind your back and not walk. You might be afraid of falling because you have to stand on your roof. And then, I mean, it sounds awfully risky. I would rather hang things elsewhere. Yeah, I have to like stand on my roof and then lean down behind my left foot and hang something there. So you might have to look because you're afraid. Interesting, we have an interesting one close to show here. Cesar Ben Gerish shown here. Cesar Ben Gerish shown here. He says, Zimnan de Beisa Shaloye Talo Yokosher Ziz Yofer, Ma'ainas Agabachi Tispakel Tistakel Bachatzeir. Right? Sometimes you'll be afraid and you'll have to look at it, so it won't fall. May not afraid, you fall afraid. It's falling, and then you'll look at my puzzle. It says you might look when you're afraid. What does the Rashbam say differently than Rabbi Gershom? The way the Rashbam says it is different. He says, Zimna the Behisa's legal agag, Shatamul Fasagag, the Tashuach, Lidlos Dover al Haziz, meaning you're afraid of you falling. The Lotari Abach, and you won't be, avert your face. The Lotavash and the Saka Bachatzir, holding this Fasiganet, the Filuki Lobehisa's Titokane, says, ah, since you could be afraid and have that as an excuse for looking, you'll look all the time and just make an excuse and claim you were afraid. Meaning, Gershom says, we're afraid you, the only chance you'll actually be afraid a lot. Rashbam says, no, you'll spy on me on purpose and then make an excuse that you're afraid. Okay, what's the difference between them? They're arguing about this question. Here's Rabbi Gershom. Rabbi Gershom says, nope, the only Hezek Re'iyah is actual, fear of falling. Ah, you'll actually be afraid to fall or to drop it, and you'll turn around and see. Well, the Rashbam says, no, says the Rashbam. He says, even the potential to spy is called Hezek Re'iyah. He says, no, Hezek Re'iyah is that you will spy on purpose and claim you were about to fall. But the Hezek Re'iyah is not. The Hezek Re'iyah is that you'll spy on purpose. Meaning, what I'm saying is that when Gershom and Tosafot were not choshed someone that they'll spy on purpose. While the Ramban and the Rashbam say we are choshed someone will spy on purpose. This also came up in the Yad Ramah on the Sugya of Chazaka. So what did the Yad Ramah say in the end? Remember, it's called, it says, a window you won't look at unless you're people. So it's also look at a window, you don't have to look at the window. And you can see it's such a window. A chazaka, you have no choice but to look. So therefore, this chazaka in the window says, but without a chazaka, there still has to be in the window. So the guy can say, how do I know you won't look? I don't trust you. Maybe you'll look. That's the end of the Yad Ramah says, who said you'll refrain? Maybe you'll refrain. Meaning the Yad Ramah on the Sugya of Kabon, Chalon Neged Chatzer Chaveiro, right? A Chalon that looks on your friend's Chatzer. So says the Yad Ramah that, the Hezek Re'iyah is maybe you'll spy on purpose. Maybe you'll spy on purpose.
For the middle case, couldn't you say that it's kind of like the opposite of the first case? Then the first case, you have to go out of your way. You know that the architecture is set up that naturally you won't be looking, and then you'll have to go out of your way to actually do Hezek Re'iyah. Whereas in the second case, naturally, meaning inside the architecture, whatever.
Correct. You could make a quantitative chiluk, maybe if you want to claim. I'm not sure what you claim. You could make a chiluk. Correct. You could make a chiluk. I agree. Okay, the fourth case, because this comes up, is the Gag connected Gag, right? Is the Gagos. What it's saying above and based about Gagos. What it's saying that Bava Medeis about Gagos says, Gag Hasamach, Zel Samaka Lachatzigago, Zel Samaka Lachatzigago, Zeklokin, Zel Madif. Two houses across the street from each other. I make a maka for half my roof, you make a maka for half the roof. And we go a little extra. Meaning, if here is your roof and here is my roof, I build a maka on half my roof, you build a maka on half your roof, and we overlap a little. You see, there's a little overlap. Why overlap a little? Says Rashi. On Vavim Beis, Umadif, Moshe Hamaka, Yosef Mechati Agag, Kadesh, Yeb, and Mixas, Kenegat, Simos, Shem, Tochach, Lo, Yira, Behed, Yeb, Gag, Shalabir. What's going to be Madif? After all, I can still look at you. Right? Can't I still see you like that? Says, no, but look, you're the hedja. You won't see straight on. Meaning, you won't naturally see straight on. Only if you want to spy, you can spy a little, but look, you're the hedja. Sounds from Rashi like he is on the side of Rabbi Gersho. Okay, his Rabbi's Rabbi. Oh, look, that's no more of his grandson. The Parashvan is solid. You know, so that says Rashi, right? Sagi Livnos. Today, Shalo Yireh Lehedya. It's enough. Just make sure you don't see explicitly. Meaning, a chutz you get through the wall because you see each other all the time. But here, you're just doing madif a little. Oh, you still can't see each other? That's no big deal. Lo Yireh Lehedya. As long as you look Yireh Lehedya, that's good enough. However, there were those who were very upset by this. Right? And the Shidun Gebet says, quotes. Quotes the Raivid, but before we get back to the Raivid, then quotes the Ravak Besdin. Who says, Madif doesn't mean Madif a little slow your head. Madif means Madif all the way so you can't see each other at all. Meaning the Ravak Besdin says, this is Rashi. The Ravak Besdin says, now what does it mean, Madif? You go not 55%, 55%. You go 90% and you go 90%. You don't have to go 100%. So if I go 90, you go 90. You really can't see me at all. Right? Meaning, there's no field of vision left at this point. So it's just a machlokas. Indeed, you have to go 51% to be ma'adif? 55%, 60%? You have to go 60% to be ma'adif or 90% to be ma'adif? That's the Rabbi Besdin. And why did the Rabbi Besdin say this? If we go back to the Kasha, that the was quoting. He says, because you can still see if you spy. After all, if I just go like this, I can still see. Why are we afraid I'll go like this? So this is the Rava Besdin. Rava Besdin says, nope. Today, shalom yuchlu liros klal. Right, if the amount is 90%, not 60%. So, yeah, the kasha, the right that Rashi is. But Rashi, why are you worried the guy will go like this? Rashi, not worried about that. We don't suspect people being evil. Maybe Rashi held like Rabbi Gershom. And like Mitzos, we don't suspect people being evil. You just have to make sure that you don't naturally see. There's no chiyuv to make sure that you don't purposely immorally look at someone. That we trust that you're doing a good person. Okay, this is a machlokas many places. We'll come back to the right of it in a second. This is a machlokas many places. What's the machlokas? What's the sort of machlokas here? Is also, I can't prove to you what the sort of machlokas is here. You could see it in two ways, obviously. Right? What we're left to say. Either arguing at how much you trust a Jew or how bad has it revealed. Right, they might say we agree how bad Hezbri is. Just machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say we Hezbri's Kasher to Jews, and some of them say no. In court, you can't be so much like your Hezbri's Kasher. Now, how much do we trust Jews to be good people? Okay, you know, in which case, basically the Ramban and the Rashbam and the Ramban, the Rabbi Besdin are realistic, right? And Rashi and Rav Gershon and Tosfos are naive. Or you could say the other way. But the other possibility is they argue about Hezbri. Yeah. How machmor are we in Hezekiah? Yeah. The Tzotzer may go to Abraham and say, Hezekiah isn't so bad you have to worry about a far out shash of a possibility of Hezekiah. No, you just have to worry about a probable Hezekiah. While the Ramban, the Rashbam, and the Abraham, the Rabbi Besdin say, no, it's so hard, you have to worry about any possible Hezekiah. Okay. Yeah, I'm really almost sure, I'm very honest, that whole thing is bad. I should have just said, it's obvious how to analyze the focus. How do you analyze this machlokas? You would say it's about our hakira. Is it about re'iya? Or is the hezek re'iya or is it nias tashmishin? If the hezek is re'iya, then Rashi and Rabbi Gershom, it does make sense. If you're going to see me, I can sue you to not look at me. If you're not going to look at me, I just think you might be an evil person, I can't sue you to make a gzeira and a fence around yourself because you might be an evil person. I can say you are not allowed to do anything. You have to build, you have to take down things, you have to put up things. I can sue you in court that you can't create a situation where you're naturally hurt me. Whoever heard of taking you to court and says, I demand that you lock yourself up because you might beat me up if you get out of jail. No, I mean, in general, we can't do this, right? What? And now, the truth is, nowadays in modern legal systems, there's a restraining order. Okay, you can come out, have a restraining order. I mean, clearly not in those words. Maybe there's something similar to it. I don't know. It's a good question. But the simple shot is, I can't go to Besdin and say, this guy's going to beat me up, so I demand that he build a wall between his neighborhood and my neighborhood so he can't beat me up. Besdin will just tell you, don't beat him up. And if you do, you'll be in trouble. Okay. One can make that. You look at. So, but one can say, there are many ways to explain. But from perspective of Hezekiah Guf of Re'iyah, then I understand Rashi and Rabbi Gershom. If you're going to look at me, that's actionable. If you're probably not going to look at me, it's just a chashash rochok, then like, where's the hezek? Where's the hezek? You're probably not going to look at me. Gzeirah Atum. Usually Gzeirah Atum is not a hezek. However, you look at his minyas tashmishin, then all of a sudden, I'm not saying it's good, but then all of a sudden, the Rashbam and the Adraman and the Ramban make more sense. Hold on. I don't know if you're honest or not, right? This is like, what is this? It's like game theory, right? If you're honest, then I can do this and that. Since I don't know if you're honest, then I won't do it, right? I don't know if you're a good person or not. I don't know if you're a yenta who likes to spy on people or not. It could be very damaging if you did. Therefore, I'm going to have to never use my chatzer because I'm always afraid you might be a yenta who's pulling up a stool, who is making an excuse to look up your ziz, who is looking out a window you don't have to look at, or who is appearing like this around the partial, the pizza in the, on the roof to sneer at me. So it's, I'm not saying it's mocher, but it could very well be that if you go back to our Hakira, maybe you could say the whole question is, what about a shash, ria, you know, you know, Mauritius, right? Chashash, Re'iyah, you know, Menezit, more than Menezit, right? Maybe you might look at me sneakily, evilly. Chashash, okay, let's just, Chashash of Re'iyah, you know, Al Yedei, let's go. Not just stam, you're walking around. You know, everyone walking around, their eyes see all kinds of things. You know, that's, I don't mean amazing, like, oh, you didn't walk around with your head like this, like the rest of us in the airport. No. Shash, you're really going to do spying kinds of things. So, you might very well say that mitzad, re'iyah, then probably not called hezek re'iyah. Minastam, I would not call that Hezekiah, because I'd say, but you know, you're not going to look at me. If you look at it as Minias Tashmishin, then I might say that it would be called Hezekiah, because after all, since I'm afraid you're going to look at me, it doesn't matter if you will or not. It doesn't matter if you're a good person, since you don't know who's a good person yet. The guy can be afraid he's a bad person, I'll be gay theory, and not use his thoughts. So, okay, again, I'm not saying old sheep just line up. I'm not saying, I apologize, I'm not saying much this much, you know, that I have more of nafaminas. And again, perhaps it's really easy to say, you know. But I think for sure, your intuition is that if the hezekiah is looking, then if the guy's not going to look, if he's a decent person, it's just a chash of rishos, then why is that a hezek? Just say, you know, he's not a rasha. If the chash that you can't use your chatzer, then since the guy might be a Russian, might spy, and you feel he might get spied on, then you really can't use their chutzner. So perhaps that would be another, nafmina. I'm just, yeah.
What's the issue with looking?
What's bad about looking? So I guess the Ramban says, sorry, I should have said mine. There's three things bad about looking. How is looking? Hezekiah Guf. He says, number one, Aina Bisha, you can give me an Ein Hara. Number two, Lishna Bisha, you can see titillating tidbits and gossip about me. And number three, Sni Usa, you can invade my privacy and I will feel like my privacy's been invaded. So three things. You give me an Ein Hara, you spread rumors about me, and you make my privacy feel violated. That's a good exhaustive list of all the bad ways which we are to
include that side. The person would be scared that I'm looking at him when he wasn't like, why would it be any more of a sign of the attachment that guy's in the closure sound looking at him? That he's looking at
him. Meaning, why would Armand think this will ever happen? Won't the guy just never go there for the freedom of street things happening? The answer is a lot of people do things that end up getting damaged. Either because they don't really, they put it out of their minds that it's inconvenient. You never met anyone who did something that ended up causing damage to them because they were just too lazy to like restructure their life.
No, but why would it be any more of a reason for him to look at me if we assume that the Hezek is a Hezek and the Attachment?
Oh, it's not that. That's a more of a reason. What I'm saying is that if the Hezek is Ra'iya, the core of the problem is if you're going to look. If you're not going to look, then it shouldn't be a problem. But if there aren't any such issues, the problem is that I'm afraid you'll look. Not that you will look, but I'm afraid you'll look. And even though you won't look, I'm afraid you'll look. That's what I'm saying, Navina. You won't look, but I'm afraid you will. You won't look, but I suspect you will.
So according to the side of Ra'iya, let's say you don't even know about me. Is there still an issue of me looking? I mean, is it even if you know this?
Yes, because it's still the Hezek of Lishna Bisha and Aina Bisha, etc. Even if it doesn't hurt your feelings, it's still Hezek of Lishna Bisha and Aina Bisha.
And even if you don't know about it?
Yeah. If I tell Lishna Hara about you and you don't know, you're still going to suffer. Because I'm going to tell Lishna Hara about you. If I give you an Aina Hara and you don't know, you're still going to suffer. Because you're cowed by the Aina Hara. You don't know why you're suffering. All of a sudden, everyone will laugh when you walk by the street. And you don't know why you're laughing, but you're going to suffer. Right? Or your cow will die. You don't know why your cow died. But it dies my heart. Okay, let me just make one possible suggestion. One possible suggestion. Rashi, the Rebbe is very bothered by Rashi. Why? Because Rashi is against the pshat, I guess, of Sharshifa. The truth is, anyway, what does the Rebbe say? The Rebbe doesn't like Rashi. He says, how can you not be choshesh that the guy will be a yetzer? So what does the Rebbe say? The Rebbe basically pulls the same thing for Rashi that Ramban pulled for Chatur Gamlamos. He says, Rashi's really on the other side of Akira. He really is makbid on any chashash Ra'iya. It's just that if you do like this, he actually can't even do that. Why can't he do that? Because he's on a roof. He's afraid of falling on the street if he leans his head. So it won't happen. So the right is bothered by Rashi. He says, how can you not worry? Even if you can't see the head, how can you not worry? He'll look on purpose. So the right takes Rashi and again, I don't mean he's taking Rashi. The right didn't have a copy of Rashi. But he takes Rashi, Shita, and says, no, really, we don't want you to be able to look at all. But if you can't look at your head, you also can't look at all because you can't go like this because you're afraid of falling on the street. I thought maybe you could say, but I don't have a chreach, so I'm not even put on the board, that you could say that maybe there's a difference between somebody's not between us, Azish is the one difference. Maybe Rashi, going back to that strange or Sameach and the question of the Shabrash, these are two houses on two opposite sides of the street. Maybe you could go so far as to say that it makes a difference that there are two opposite sides of the street. Rashi, in general, might say, you have to avoid all chashashim. But that's only when you're neighbors. Because when you're neighbors, you have a din of shechina. And the din of shechina requires you to totally accommodate one another and not even have chashashim looking. When you're across the street from each other, then you're not neighbors. Then it's just pure mazik. Then it's just regular dini hezek. And regular dini hezek, you can't call it a hezek by my outlook. If you're neighbors, you can call it a lack of neighborly relations that are shasha walking. I might even go so far as to say this might be the better theory we have here. If you say to me, did hezek, the hezek is really only walking. That's a real hezek. If you say to me the neighborly relations, Ken, Minas Tashmisha is part of neighborly relations. I should want to help you use your property the way you're supposed to use your property. You help me use my property, we should maximize the other use of our property. So after you could say, if you wanted to make a chiluk, but I have no proof for this, so I'm not going to go on the board, then maybe this Rashi, he really means, and not like you're right, but he really means it's okay to have potential for Tzolayim. But that's only when you're across the street from each other because you're not Mamish neighbors. It means Mechaliki, people who are neighbors and people who are strangers. Strangers, the Ketos and Rebbe Gershom are right. They just have to avoid father. But neighbors have to avoid even a Shash Rachel. And maybe the reason is because strangers, back to what was the last time, you know, all right, I'll put up the word. Well, you know, not necessarily true. Maybe you could say, Shnei Tzidei Rishos HaRavim is different than Shein and Mamish. Shein and Mamish have a din of Yachasei Sheinot, let's call it, neighborly relations. Only have a din Shalom Lehazik. And therefore, it's only din Shalom Lehazik, then it's enough. Then you only have to prevent Re'il Lehedya. Or if the din Shalom Lehazik, then you take the tzad of the chakira that the hezek is re'iyah. And if the hezek is re'iyah, then it's enough to prevent re'iyah behedya. Maybe that's Rashi, that vav on the base. We can restrict him to only in case they're across the street. As opposed to your mamish neighbors, then you even have to worry about the hezek is even minyas kashmishin. Mamish neighbors, it's not enough that it's just not the real has to each other. They can't damp each other anyway, even through making his dismission. And therefore, mamish neighbors must prevent any possibility of re'iyah. Okay, so it could be, again, I don't have a proof, so I don't have a Rashi somewhere else. I don't know if Rashi says on daf nites, because there is no Rashi on daf nites. You're curious to know, but we don't have Rashi on daf nites. We don't have Rashi in any of those, so you have Rashi. But you could say that there might be a difference. If you're across the street, maybe Rashi's daft across the street from each other. Basically, he's an echo, as everyone would say, or he's a halfway of that very radical or Sameach and Shoah of the Shem Rashi, who says, if you're not Mamish neighbors, no Hezekiah, maybe Rashi be halfway. If you're not Mamish neighbors, there's not both types of Hezekiah, there's still one type of Hezekiah. If you're not Mamish neighbors, you don't have to worry about neighborly relations that preventing any impingement on each other, but you still have to make sure that you're not mazik by Mamish looking at someone. And therefore, it's enough to make sure you're not mazik behedya. Okay, after you can say this for Rashi, but again, I don't have a graph, so we'll leave it at that.
Could you also say Rashi because
but the Gemara deals with the Rishus Rabbah in the middle, and the Gemara says, don't say they're looking at me anyway from the Rishus Rabbah in the middle, because it says, well, the Rishus Rabbah can only see me when I stand up.
Right? Yeah, but if the Rishus Rabbah can only see you in the Dabo, then seeing across the Dabo isn't the biggest deal anymore because they're already looking at you.
That's interesting. We make a more practical point. Meaning, male visitors to Rabbah, I don't have good privacy, I only have minimal privacy. So therefore, it's enough for you to protect my minimal privacy. And say the same word that Rashi's only to the Rishus Rabbah, but for a practical reason, instead of a longish reason.
It would also make a little bit of sense because mine is like very pure.
Right, okay. I hear the Taina and I am a Kabbal. I hear the Taina and I'm a Kabbal. So this is what I have to say basically about Hezriya. What we didn't really get to, I apologize, it's a lot of fun, is Ayin Hara. Right, didn't we all... want to know, do we hold from Ayin Hara? Right, we're being curious since we're kids. Do we hold from Ayin Hara? Do we not hold from Ayin Hara? What's the question about this? Why do you guys hold from Ayin Hara? We're not going to be able to free that out today. I apologize. We're going to have to leave that for next time. So Chaim's going to ask where we're up to. We're up to Daf 5, number 2. We're running a little behind. But anyway, we'll pick up Amir Tzashem on Thursday. Right, because Mondays are Yontif. We don't have regular shiurim. We pick up on Thursday just with finishing up the Ayin Hara Makaros. Okay, it probably won't take us so long because it's not in depth, not so many in depth. So yes, we'll let you do the answer of the Rambam. The question is, you know, how to answer of the Rambam. You know, can I answer of the Rambam better than the some of the other Mefarshim? Okay, we'll have to figure it out. And then we will go on to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So just to get started, we will, you know, go on in the Gemara through, really through the basic Knesset Sugya, which is like the two dots on Gimel Beis. You know, there's some technicalities. There's really only one interesting one-dish concept between here and between the top of Gimel and the two dots of Gimel Beis, meaning right before Beis Knesset. The interesting one to sugya there is the idea of Kenyan Devarim. So basically, go Gemara Rashi Tosfos till the two dots on Gimel Beis, meaning right before the Beis Knesset sugya. And maybe we'll talk a little about Kenyan Devarim. I'll send out Makoros on that. Anyone who wants to, get started on some interesting things about Kenyan Devarim, I would say look at the rush in Ksubas Perakesim and Aleph, the Ravon in the beginning of Avodah Basra here. And the Nimuki Yosef here, and that's a good start. Okay, the first rush in the fifth part of Tsubas, the very, very fascinating Ravon, beginning of Basra, and maybe we got around the Nimuki Yosef here, and I'll send it before later. There's Hashem. Yes. Hashem. And of course, I will wish everyone who I'm not going to see again on Sunday. Or even if I am to see you on Sunday, this afternoon, a Ksivah Sima Tova, and good Kodesh Yar, we should only inscribe Ba'alto Chaim Tovim, L'Shalom, and a year of good health and maximal normalcy for us and for everyone else, and for all of God Yisrael.
Ksivah Sima Tova, you should be Zoche to continue next year even more of what you're doing now.
Amen. I should be zochet to have everyone come back in person. That's what I really want for this year. I want all the Talmidim to be back in person. I want, yes. I want the. I want you to show these youngsters how to learn. So, Mirtz Hashem.